Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
But I do want to start with your Portland Trailblazers. Another game in the books. A different starting lineup, not to take too much credit in that. Don't look into that, Danny.
No.
Don't look into that. But our takeaways from that game, kind of polar opposite from the first game in the sense that Shaden was pretty rough in the first half, but kind of, I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say he might have got a swift talking to in the locker room at halftime.
Yeah, I asked Chauncey about that in the press conference. I was like, hey, did you have a conversation with Shaden at halftime? Because I'll be honest, I thought Shaden was god-awful in the first half, and not in the sense of like the box score stuff. He has a legitimate chance to go steal a starting lineup spot, to take it, to snatch it.
Sure.
And he went out there and just walked through it, and I was just like, it pissed me off.
Yeah.
To be honest, it pissed me off because it's not a can a guy do it. He's got the talent. He's got the skill. But instead of going out there, he went out there and Andrew Wiggins this thing. In the sense of like, yeah, you're really good. You're hyper-talented. You're dumb athletic. Go get the damn thing and stop walking through it. I don't care if it's preseason. Do you want to start or not, dog?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing with Shaden. And we talked about him last week with the contract rumors and stuff. I love how defined he was in that clip of them asking about it. But I mean, but it's the thing. I don't want to say it's the biggest thing that lies on this team this year, but it is a huge factor. Yeah. Look, we kind of know we know what we're going to get from Kamara. We know what we're going to get from Denny. Do those guys take a step forward? Mm-hmm. That's part of that thought. But a lot of our contingency here in how we feel about this team going forward, and honestly how a Tom Dundon's going to look at the team going forward, is the play of Shaden Sharpe. Flip that on its head, Jeremy Grant, obviously not great from three, but
I thought Jeremy was really good.
Bringing him off the, you know, this might be the argument why Jeremy Grant comes off the bench, because it makes him hungry. Can you live in that world?
I
know you're a Jeremy Grant starting guy.
No, I don't think it was because he came off the bench necessarily. I think because two ended up getting hurt. Mm-hmm. He dinged his knee, and it sounds like he's going to go tonight, but that just kind of threw everything out because two only ended up playing, was it 14 minutes? Yeah, 14 minutes on the dot. So, but I thought Jeremy was good, other than the missed threes. And I here's the thing which, as it pertains to Shaden, too. I don't care about makes and misses in the sense of it's how are you attacking the game?
What do the looks look like?
Yeah, like what are you like? There was one play from Shaden, because everybody's like thinks I hate Shaden. I don't. I just have high expectations for him because he is that talented. He got a switch on Sabonis, and in the past he's gotten that switch, dribbled it back out, looked at it, and given the ball up. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. Cook him, fry him, bake him, fricassee him, go at him. And this time, he pulled it back out, went back at him. He kind of lost the handle a little bit, but instead of giving it up, he's like, I got this. And he just pulls up to an 18-footer and just buries it. And I was like, I don't care about the analytics of that. That's the mentality I want you to have. Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. And then the rest of the half, there was nothing out of him with any kind of aggression. I was like, meanwhile, Jeremy, he only ended the night with 4 rebounds, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3 of them were offensive, and all 3 led to him. 2 of them were putbacks, and 1 of them led to another shot from him.
I know, and it's tough for me. Like, this is where I need to evolve in modern-day NBA. I had this problem, honestly, with LaMarcus his entire career in Portland. When you play the 4, I want more numbers. I want more rebound numbers.
Well, LaMarcus was a good rebounder.
I wanted him to average over 10, though.
Yeah, because he was right at that number.
And it was like always like I felt if you could give me one more board a game, 2 more boards a game, that would really get your size, your athleticism. And so even though, you know, LaMarcus and Jeremy are different players and different size, that 4 position, and maybe it's just I grew up watching too much Tim Duncan. I don't know what
Well,
it is.
It's the Karl Malone of it all, Dennis Rodman. Like, you just...
I just want you there crashing at all times. But to your point, those rebounds were crucial, and that is the biggest point of rebounds.
I mean, he did have 2 seasons where he averaged 23-10. LaMarcus.
Yeah.
Like, capable of doing it, certainly. But I get what you're saying. Jeremy's never really been a great rebounder. Coming out of college, that just wasn't... He also wasn't a three-point shooter. He was a 3-and-D guy. And what... Despite him missing threes, like, I don't worry about him shooting the 3 ball. He's going to be fine. He's over the last 5 years, he's been totally fine from 3.
It's that veteran conversation of guys are getting used to it. We're not too worried about
it. Yeah. And for him, though, well, the thing that I like to see is... Where he struggled last year was from 2. He shot 37% from 2 last year. It was a train wreck. He was finishing everything around the rim. It was like, oh, okay. Like, there we go, JG. That, like, if you're going to have that space to operate and you're going to finish through contact again and find a way to be productive in and around the rim and in the paint, that's what you need to do.
I'm going to ask you a quick question here. Because we got a lot to get to. I don't want to spend too much time on Blazers. We'll get to more once the season starts.
Well, we have to get to the one major storyline out of this.
I was going to ask you about the Yongbong. Is that it?
Yes.
Is the Yongbong like Nurk Fever style?
Yes.
Or is the Yongbong like Cooper Flagg syndrome?
Because
when we talk NBA, like, nothing gets me going right now more than Cooper Flagg.
No, I mean, Flagg's a different demon. I've been riding that dragon for 2.5 years. I've never been more sure of a prospect in my life outside of Wemby. But Young, he was a little slow to start the first half, but then he found his rhythm. And Denny grabs and goes right hand behind the back, right hand behind the back, twice in the open court. I was like, okay, Denny. And then he just shovels it over to Young in the corner. So for spacing purposes, it's going to get a little weird here. You typically don't see bigs in the corner. If they're going to shoot threes, they're usually above the break. Why? Because they got to track back 90-plus feet to get back to the rim, and Young is not a guy who's real fleet of foot.
Those few steps save you a lot.
They do. That's why you typically see bigs take above-the-break threes, because that pick-and-pop action, and defensively, they have to cover, 30 less feet. But he hits this corner three, and he said after the game, my hand was shaking. Like, he was like,
ooh.
He comes down the next possession, bang, another three. Place goes nuts. I mean, bonkers. I think it was 2 possessions later, secondary transition, catches it, hits the little Euro shuffle, bodies up, should have got an and one, finishes through contact. I was like, damn. 2 plays later, gets it on the post, just hits the behind the back, spin, step through, up and under finish, and the place erupts. He has 12 points in the third quarter, and you're just like... And then a little bit later in the quarter, he's on the deep right block, and Shaden back cuts, and I go, there it is. As it's happening, I can see it coming. Throws the like little drop pass behind the back, bounce pass to Shaden for the dunk, and I was like, that's it. And they found a way to unlock him. That is what you're going to see this season. Not 12 points in a quarter, but you're going to see these little flashes that where you're just like, oh, there it is.
That's why I'm hoping Young has enough in these last preseason games. There's one tonight, and then when's the other one? Friday? I had the schedule up. I'm an idiot right now.
Thursday. They play at Utah on Thursday.
Couple games left in preseason. I want to see Young show enough to make the team.
I mean, he is.
And not be...
No, he's the backup big when Rob's not healthy.
Like, great.
That's what's going to happen.
Great. I don't want to send him, to the G League.
Now, here,
whatever we call it these days.
Yeah, the remix. And here's the thing. If Rob comes back and is totally healthy, which, I mean...
Who knows? Let's hope. Great player if he is.
God, I love him so much.
Great player if he is.
But if that happens, and let's say WAP just like becomes incredibly valuable and Young can't find minutes, then they'll send him down to the remix just to give him minutes, because that's what he needs. But... As it stands right now, he's going to get probably 16 to 18 minutes a night. Like that's where he's at. So, and there's going to be nights where things don't go well for him. Like rookie big man is the hardest position in the NBA to learn. You just have so many responsibilities, and the change from college or international to coming to the NBA is just so different. I will say this though, man, his press conferences are so much fun because he is so brutally honest.
That's great.
He had I'm summarizing here. It's like he felt like he let his teammates down in his first game. And he just wanted to get out there and let them know that they didn't have to worry about that. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
And the last thing I'll say about that, too, on a team for some of us casuals out here that, you know, we're aware of what this team is expected to do this year. And there's not a lot of we're looking at growth that might not translate to wins. Mm-hmm. So give me a reason to get into the arena and watch on TV.
Oh, they're going to be exciting.
So, I mean, Young adds that.
Yeah, and I will say they had 31 total free throws in the first quarter between both teams. It was brutal. It was almost a 40-minute long, like, actual time first quarter.
Dude, we should have a conversation about which refs drive you more crazy, basketball or baseball.
Basketball. It's not close.
It's all over the place.
Close. And the thing was, it was a veteran crew.
Yeah.
It was Cortland and Billy Kennedy, and they were just blowing the whistle left, right, and center. It was all disgusting. Right.
Well, you got Blazers tonight. Blazers playing the Warriors at 7. Danny will be there.
I will.
Be there in the house.
And you guys can watch the game on TV tonight. It wasn't on TV because they were doing the rehearsal thing for all of the stuff. So.
Well, I broke down, and I have Blazers Edge.
Blazer Vision. Yeah.
Whatever.
Blazers Edge is where I started.
Oh, that's right. That's where you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, I'll get it right, buddy.
You'll get there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.